Proclamation number 185, dated the November 17th, 1937. Old Testament. Your spiritual knowledge will grow if you willingly put your trust in us and stay devoted to your Savior in constant love. We are instructed to tell you about the teachings of the Old Testament. Before the Savior became a human being, God gave His voice to His prophets and conveyed His commandments through them. They taught that the Messiah would come to bring salvation to all mankind. Yet God, the Lord, never gave them the instruction to provide information about the sins of the fathers. Just like today, God has always proclaimed to people that they should live in faith and with love for the Creator. And yet people brought documents into being which intended to testify of the Lord's will. It could be called presumptuous had such documents not been produced with the best of intention to thereby serve the Lord and Creator of heaven and earth. And now, as a result of these teachings, people try to deny everything, even the words of the Lord Himself, who had given them through His prophets for the benefit of people. Therefore, do not reject what is beyond your judgment. Let God reign in you and accept what He sends to you in clear words which will touch your hearts and which you will understand better than the Book of the Fathers. But this, too, is incorrect. What you do not understand you should not judge. Do not reject it, for in so doing you can reject much truth as well. No house should be without the Word of God. Yet even if the old book no longer provides anything of comfort to you, do not dismiss it. Times have changed and with it also people's way of speaking. Do not renounce the Word of God. Instead, appeal to the Father for enlightened reading, that you correctly understand what He gave to you through the prophets, and that the teachings of truth should be imparted to you. Time and again the Divine Father's love will find ways and means for His teachings to find a way into people's hearts, and to protect you from error He will guide your thoughts, if only you want to understand and to receive divine truths from the Book of Books and not try to ascertain people's weaknesses and faults in a human way. Only pure, virtuous, God-devoted thinking will vouch for the truthfulness of the words which God lovingly conveys through His instruments to His earthly children. If this thinking is combined with earthly endeavor, if it is not entirely forecast on the Heavenly Father, then every work created by human hand will no longer be purely divine but humanly misguided. And this explains why so many spiritual investigators refuse to accept the spiritual teachings. Yet here again the fact applies that science is unable to fathom what is truth and what are wrong teachings. The realization only comes to those who take refuge with the Heavenly Father and appeal to Him for enlightenment. He will not refuse His grace to them and lead them onto the right path, the path of realization. Hence, confidently submit yourself to our words and take notice of everything God bestows on you in order to reveal the pure truth to you. Amen.